everyone, welcome to the Hit the Wall podcast. Woohoo! We're high tempo this week. It's me, Shagger Stu, and over there it's Amy the Arsehole. Hi, Amy.
Shut up.
Hey! Whoa, wow, we have got a show for you tonight, let me tell you.
I'm out. If you're going to act like this.
We have got, and am I the arsehole? We have got.
Have we?
Yes, we have an Am I the Arsehole. We have got a little game that we're going to play with you as well, Amy. And we're also going to talk about running, because it's a running podcast.
We're also going to punch you in the face.
No, don't do that. That's not very nice. Yeah, we got a comment from a listener yesterday that we weren't high tempo enough. We were quite laid back. You know why we're laid back, Michael? It's because we're recording a podcast on our couch. And
it's because I can't be arsed with it.
And Amy can't be arsed with it, which
you all
know. I'm sure you all figure out every single week when we talk to each other. And I'm the one that's wheeling in. Well, I don't wheel it in because it's not in a trolley. But I bring in the laptop and all the microphones, and I just get a.
Yep, it's the passive aggressiveness of the setting up of the stuff.
It's not passive. I'm just setting it up. It's you that takes it in a passive-aggressive way. But it's okay, we've only got 2 months left, and then you don't have to do it again.
How?
Because I was only going to do it up until the marathon.
Oh, that's good news.
Oh, I was hoping you would be a bit more gutted about that, because I was planning on continuing it. But it's fine. I'll just find another podcast to do with people who care.
Okay.
Cool.
Sound.
Cool. How are we?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Not bad. Episode 21.
21.
So the podcast is now...
Does that mean we get a party?
Yes. The podcast is now legal to drink in America.
I'm sure we've went over this already.
We have. I'm not going to go through old rope again. Welcome. Yes, episode 21 of the Hit the Wall podcast. My name is Stuart. That is Amy over there. We talk about running sometimes, a little bit on the podcast, and then we talk rubbish for the rest of it.
Pretty much, eh?
Yep. Amy's choking.
I'm sorry. Choking on my tea. Apologies.
It's okay. We're just enjoying a little cup of tea.
See? That's... Yeah.
Because that's the content that you want to hear, obviously, on the podcast. So, let's talk, first of all, about running. I've just done a 10K. Came in a couple of hours ago from a 10K, so I'm getting used to those now. I'm not really setting myself a time target as such. I'm more just running and just managing it, managing to do a 10K, which is quite the thing, because it was like an hour and 11 minutes or something, which isn't great, but it's something.
And you had an emotional support vehicle today.
I did have an emotional support vehicle. Amy and the kids drove past me on the way back from soft play.
Yes.
And then they decided to appear beside me.
Well, they said, can we go back and wave to Daddy? So we did.
That was nice of her. Nice of you to do that. Thanks.
And then we curb crawled you a wee bit, like creeps.
Yous did. It was quite creepy.
We were cheering you on.
You started, you started speeding up, which I didn't appreciate. Because then I felt I had to catch up with yous. But yeah. Good. Feeling good. I'm actually... I thought the other day that I was losing weight in my face. But what actually happened
was... No, you didn't say face.
Oh, sorry.
Because you can lose weight in your face.
Yeah.
You said, I thought I'd lost weight in my head.
Yeah. But what turned out had happened is I'd sat on my glasses. And because when I was looking down at things, my glasses were like sliding off me. But it was just that the legs and my glasses were fucked. So I had to go to the opticians and get them sorted.
That's funny.
But I feel like I have lost a little bit of weight. I was trying on some older shirts that I've bought and only wore once. There was one for your 30th last year that I wore, a nice pink one, nice summery pink one.
Mm-hmm.
And I only wore it once and then I just couldn't fit into it anymore. That fits me now.
Good.
Which is good. There's a really nice shirt that I like as well that I bought, again, a couple of years ago. And I've only wore it like twice, once at Christmas and once on Riley's third birthday or something. And it's such a nice shirt, and that didn't fit me for ages, and now that just about fits. I just need maybe another month of constantly running, and I'll be fitting into that again. But yesterday, Sunday to, no, Monday to us, but doesn't really matter for yous. In my head, I was like, ah, I've lost a wee bit of weight. I can just, could we do a wee bit of snacking today? And I snacked a lot. It's quite bad.
Yeah, well, can't do that.
Can't do that. But I've been quite good today. Quite good today.
I'll help you out there.
What?
If you feel snacky, I'll eat your snacks for you. No. So anything you feel you want, just give it to me, and I'll eat it for you.
Okay, thank you.
And then that's me being supportive. Because I'm helping you with your cravings, and I'm also getting them out of the house and out of availability for you.
Yeah. But then what about the kids? The kids like them.
But that's irrelevant.
Right.
It's an irrelevant point.
It's an elephant. Who's an elephant? I was thinking, I've had a bit of a revelation about the actual marathon itself.
Okay.
I don't have the night before the marathon off work. And so far, nobody has offered to cover it for me.
Okay.
And I've put out two emails. So it could be an interesting night before.
You can't run a marathon after a night shift. That's, you can't do that. You'll kill yourself.
Well, it might have to be. It might just have to happen. So it's okay. I'll get something sorted. Something will.
My word.
What's that?
My word.
Yeah, I know. But I've still got 2 months to sort it. I'll be fine. I was also thinking when I was out a run today, I was, first of all, this is related to fundraising. So first of all, I just wanted to say thank you to everyone for donating so far. I have raised £70 out of my £400 target. So I only started the fundraising like last week or a week and a half ago. So that is quite impressive. I'm quite happy with that.
Start. I haven't even seen your post, so...
I haven't put it on Facebook yet.
That's good then.
I've put it on Instagram, but I don't think the link worked. I've only really put it on the podcast, and I sent an email at work. So I'll put it up on the Hit the Wall Facebook page as well, which is never used for anything. But I'll put it up there, and loads of people might see that, and that'll bring it up a little bit. So, yes, thank you very much. I was thinking today about my...
I need to be here.
What, do you want... is there anything you want to talk about?
Yes, I was trying to say something 3 times.
All right, okay, go on then.
Doesn't matter.
No, go on then. What were you say?
I don't know.
What? Is it something about fundraising?
I genuinely can't remember.
Oh.
But you go on. Well, you go on.
Okay.
Splashing your shite.
I was thinking when I was running today about my finishing line pose, or what I'm going to do when I cross the finish line.
Right, you're no Mo Farah.
But I'm thinking, right, I've got an idea of doing some kind of incentive where if people donate a certain amount of money, then they can suggest like what I should do when I cross the finish line. Whether it be like a dance.
I think you're going to just collapse over the finish line, to be honest.
I think that's what's going to happen as well. But
fair play.
It's an idea that I had. Uh-huh. I might do that. But what it'll be is, it'll be like, for example, if people donate £20 in the comment for the donation, they've just got to put what they want me to do across the finish line. It has to be something legal. Like I can't take my pants down or anything because I don't want to embarrass the other runners, and I don't want, and obviously there'll be children there as well, so that creates a whole lot of other issues. So it's an idea that I have, and I might do something with that, might run with that in the next week or so.
Run with that, huh? It's like what you did there.
Yeah.
So you might not have any running friends anymore, because Cara, who's meant to be running,
uh-huh,
half is not running it anymore because she has a knee injury.
Oh, you're joking.
She has the rest. And then Michael, who's also running the half, said that...
Fuck you, Michael.
If Cara's not running it...
Here's your high-octane podcast, eh?
And we're all in the pub. Thanks, he just wants to be in the pub too. So he might not run it. But they weren't running with you anyway. They were still... They would have been finished before you even started anyway. Because they're doing the half.
But We could still do it and then go to the pub after.
Or we could just not be in the pub before.
There's nothing better than that post big run pint. Remember when I finished that the half marathon and you got me a Superman cup, Superman glass that you'd put in the freezer because it was like one of those that's got like
the ice inside it.
And a lovely pint. Oh, that was amazing. So good.
What was that though? A 10k?
21k. Half marathon.
Oh, was it half? Alright, yeah. Okay.
Well, did you think I've been running half marathon, like a half marathon today?
No, I just couldn't remember what length the run was that you did before.
Do you think Cardi B is called Cardi B because she likes Bacardi?
I can't even think of the phrase. That just came out of nowhere.
Yeah, it was a thought that I had today, again on my run.
I think it's because she likes cardigans.
Well, I was thinking, so when I was dressing Blair today, I put her cardigan on her, and I went, that's your Cardi B. Right? And then when I was out a run, I was thinking about that, because I thought it was quite funny. And I was like...
This brings me back to the whole chat like about how Cardi men can B, think of nothing.
If you put the B at the start, and then it's got, you've got B Cardi. And I just thought she might have liked the rum.
I mean... She must love it if she's named herself after it.
Mm. She must have a sponsorship or something. Oh, I've got a phone call. My mother's phoning me. Hang on. Hello.
Hello.
What? I'm currently recording a podcast with Amy.
Oh. Hello, everybody. So it's Mama. Just wanted to annoy them. Yes, you do.
Okay, I'm editing that out. Are you all right? Are you on a night out or something? Or?
No, I just thought this was on the radio. I'm trying to be posh or something.
All right, well, that wasn't the posh.
You sounded steaming.
You sounded like you had a stroke.
Well, I would like to think you would laugh if it was that, to be quite honest with you.
All right, okay.
Well, I'll let you go now. I spoke to Kerry about these drawers. I'm just wondering if you could use... Even the wee set in one of your cupboards.
All right, okay.
I don't want to dump them, but think about it.
Okay.
Anyway, I shall look forward to hearing the end result.
That's all right, you'll be getting Eddie to do it, don't worry. Right. Bye. I was going to keep that in until she started talking like a stroke victim.
I just thought she sounded absolutely steaming. I was like, what on earth?
That thought about Cardi B got me thinking about a game that we could play.
Okay.
And it is celebrities' real names.
Okay.
Okay, I didn't actually, in the making of this game, I didn't look up the real name of Cardi B.
Okay.
So I'm just going to go with the fact that Cardi B is her real name. And this is a game that you can play at home as well. I've got five names of people. And you have to try and guess who the person is.
Okay.
What their stage name is. I'm just going to have a quick time check. Cool. Right. So this is the person's real name. You've got to try and tell me who the celebrity is.
Yes.
All right. So the first one is Michael Pemberton. I'll give you a clue. He's a comedian. A British comedian.
Michael McIntyre?
Nope. I'll give you two more guesses. If you want.
Does he go by Michael or Mike or something?
He doesn't go by Michael at all.
Then John Bishop.
You were almost close with the first name. Well, you were almost right with the first name.
Jimmy Carr?
No. Johnny Vegas.
Oh. Johnny, Michael Pemberton's a boring name.
See why he would change that. Right, this one might be quite easy. Priscilla White.
Oh, it's Cilla Black.
It is Cilla Black. Mm-hmm. Yeah, this one's also easy. Reginald Dwight.
Elton John.
Yes. The fourth one, Morris Joseph Micklewhite. He's a British actor. Morris Joseph Micklewhite. He's got a very famous saying that he said in a movie. He's got a very famous line in a famous movie.
Not a clue.
Michael Caine.
All right.
There you go. And the last one is Marshall Bruce Mathers III.
Oh, that's Eminem.
Oh, I didn't think you would get that.
Nah, I didn't know that. Marshall Mathers, Eminem.
What the fuck? Mind blown.
Wow.
Wow, thanks for that.
You're welcome. I'm glad that we taught each other some things there.
Yeah. We might do more of those.
Yeah.
Next week. Or maybe you could do them.
Maybe
you could look some up, but just don't use the ones that I've already used. Right, moving on.
Thanks, mansplainer.
We have an Am I the Arsehole?
Yes.
Has sent one in to us.
Oh, wow.
Yes. So. So here it goes. Thank you. If you want to get in touch with us about and Am I the Arsehole, if you're in a situation where you need us to clarify whether you're being the arsehole or not, then let us know. Email us hitthewallpod@gmail.com, or you can send us a message on Instagram. If you check our Instagram page, it's @hitthewallpod. Two T's. So here we go. Dear Stuart and Amy, first I want to say I love the podcast. It brightens up my day hearing you two chat nonsense. So thank you for making my day every Friday when you release a new episode. It's the funniest and best podcast I've ever listened to. So here's my Am I. It does. See?
Is it from your mum?
So here is my Am I the Arsehole. I would like you to judge who in this scenario is the arsehole. My wife messaged me the other day and asked me to go to a shop in my local town that sells kids' stuff. She had placed an order online for a board game for our oldest daughter's upcoming birthday, and I was to collect and pay for the game. There was only one game, the one of the games in stock. I went into the shop to collect it, and I was greeted warmly, as I usually am, by one of the staff members that work there, and I said I was here to collect a game. She went and got it for me, and as she was handing it over, said to me that when the game came in, she wasn't going to sell it initially because the shop run a class for kids with muscular problems and that she felt this game might help them. But she said to me, in her own words, "Since you got there first, it's yours." I've never felt so awkward, and I didn't know what to do in that situation. He was a shop worker basically telling me that I'm taking away a game that would help disadvantaged children so that I can give it as a birthday present. I had two options. One was to say, "Oh well, that sounds like it would be really worthwhile for them. Please keep it and use it for that purpose." My second option was to say, "Fuck you for making me feel bad in the middle of your shop in front of people. I'm taking the game and you can swivel on this." Sticks up middle finger. I chose the latter, except I didn't say the "fuck you" part and I didn't give the finger. Am I the arsehole for taking the game from disadvantaged children, or is the shop worker the arsehole for making me feel bad? Keep up the amazing work. And that's from Anonymous.
Anonymous.
What do you think, Amy? What do you think of that one? Who's the arsehole in that situation?
The shop.
I agree. Funny how I agree with that.
It's funny how you agree with that, with the person in that scenario.
I know.
Absolutely, it was not you.
And then I don't know who it was because it was anonymous.
Anonymous, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But imagine making.
It's a charity type shop that in question.
Yeah, we're not going to name it.
New products and whatever, and I just feel like they shouldn't have advertised it then if they didn't want to sell it. Like, they don't have to get to the point of advertising it. They can keep it in the back room and not tell anyone they have it.
If somebody wants to then give money to that charity by purchasing that game, they're well within their rights to do that.
Is that what she wanted you to do? Is that what she wanted the person to do?
The person, yeah.
Pay for the game, but then say, "But you keep it."
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I think that's much maybe what she wanted. So to anonymous listener, thank you very much for writing into us. It's really appreciated. But yeah, the shopkeeper in that situation is the arsehole. You are an absolute saint. You're a lovely person. You're the best person ever. Cool. I'm glad we've dealt with that one. Now, before we finish up, we're in 20 minutes. We were talking last night about TV shows and annoying things that you've noticed in TV shows, and I wanted to see if you had any little annoyances that you have. So my annoyance is I've started watching Suits again from the start, because I watched it before Meghan Markle was famous and before she was who she is now.
Fancy her, now you won't admit it.
Yeah, I did. There's just something about that royal title that just, you know what I mean? So in Suits, obviously there are a bunch of, if you've never seen Suits, it's a bunch of lawyers, and 99% of the time I don't understand what they're talking about, but I can kind of follow the storyline a little bit. But in a lot of the scenes where the lawyers are dealing with documents, someone hands them a document and it's like maybe 10 pages long, and they flip it open, they flip open the first page, look at it and go, this is, and they can pretty much rhyme off exactly what's in that, the whole document.
Would it make for good telly if they just sat there reading a like 8-page front and back spread, would it?
Yeah.
Well, they deciphered what it
unless like it's summarized. I mean, I don't know what lawyer documents look like, but I doubt very much it's like summarized in like 4 words on the first page. Like, yes, he killed her. Oh, right, okay. And that kind of sums it up. Or you're being sued for this.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any annoying things in TV shows?
I mean, probably the biggest thing is because of my line of work is when they phone for an ambulance on TV or any sort of emergency services on TV. And they just like scream, "Oh my god, I need an ambulance!" They don't give any details or address or anything, and then 2 seconds later, an ambulance rocks up. It's just giving people a false sense of reality. That, then
again,
another thing.
Well, yeah, sorry, on your.
No, like, they can at least show giving an address or something. Like, because then it just makes people think they can phone and scream.
Yeah.
And get what they want. Like,
right, okay.
There's no, like, questions asked. But my other thing, which is totally unrelated, Friends is bad for it. For this, it's the set when it's wobbly. So see if somebody slams a door or something.
Yeah.
You can actually see the wall.
The whole wall shake.
I'm
yeah.
Like, I know it's just the set, but you're ruining my fun here.
Yeah.
You're ruining my illusion.
Yeah.
With that wobbly wall.
I saw an Instagram reel a few days ago, and it was some 90s TV show, and they used fake snow in one scene, but it was so like it was basically just like cotton sheets,
mm-hmm.
you know what I mean, like the stuff that you put on like to decorate like tables and stuff, like the sort of cotton stuff. It was just that, because you could tell when the actor was walking through it that he was just he was like kicking it up. Like, at least make an effort with that, make it look a wee bit real. I mean, you could do so many things.
You can even just put hundreds
of
shaving foam there.
Shaving foam. Like mashed tatties.
Mashed tatties.
But then that's wasting food, isn't it? And we don't want to waste food.
Mm.
No. Bad for the birds or something.
Yeah, every desk at work have like they're quite flimsy, and if you try and squeeze through the wee gap in between the desks, sometimes you knock it and it shakes, and obviously it's like the wall of Friends.
Yeah.
It shakes.
I mean, in terms of your thing about the ambulance, waiting for an ambulance, that's kind of the same thing. That's the same sort of argument as waiting for lawyers to read 8 pages of documents. Like, you didn't want to wait 4 days for an ambulance to arrive. That would make a terrible TV show.
Yeah, it'd make people understand reality.
Yeah.
Now you're right.
Probably better than watching Big Brother anyway. Just waiting for an ambulance. Cool. Anything else? Anything you want to talk about? Did you remember what you were wanting to talk about earlier?
I was to tell you that you didn't have any room pals anymore.
Was that what it was?
Yeah.
Alright, cool. Well,
but I'm sure
it's making me sad. Boogie. Yeah. There's a radio DJ in Edinburgh for Fourth One called Boogie. It's not his actual name. I think his name's Ian something.
Oh, he could be in that game.
What game?
Celebrity name game.
Yeah. Could be. Well, we can't be now because we've already outed him.
Ian, something like
So I think we'll just call that a pod. That's 25 minutes. That's all right. We've had a wee conversation with my mother. We've chatted a fair bit. We've covered everything we need to cover.
And it's only 8:30.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner, and I need to go to bed soon because I'm day shift tomorrow.
Yeah, look,
sad. I'm also going. Oh yes, we're going to watch a wee bit of Kin, which people have suggested. We watched episode 1 last night. It was quite good. So let's hopefully get into that. And there was something else. If you want to donate to my marathon thing, then I'll put another post up. If you just go to justgiving.com and I think if you type in Stuart Hogg, it might come up. I don't really know. The link will be in the description of the podcast, so just click on that link. Or it'll be somewhere on the Instagram page, and if you follow the Hit the Wall Facebook page, the link will be on that as well. Thank you very much for listening to us chat shit. This has been the High Tempo podcast, and we'll speak to you next week.
Okay, good afternoon, good evening, and good night.
Good night.